Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. Joining us is Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
Usually when we talk about news from stories you've gathered in the paper. And boy, was I shocked when I saw the Daily Gazette made some news this week, and it has to do with a fire.
Yeah, we don't like to make news, but there was a fire in our building on Sunday morning. It was in our press room and in our mailroom. It's been deemed suspicious by the authorities. You know, the good news, and there's much to be thankful for us, our press was not substantially damaged. We were able to print that night. No one was injured. The Schenectady Fire Department did a great job of putting out the fire, and now they're trying to determine who did this and why. It's something we have every confidence that they will get the answers to. We are also thankful for, you know, our readers who we've had this great outpouring of appreciation for what we do. A lot of people care about us, and we heard that loud and clear over the last few days.
Well, obviously, you will report to us when you know more, and we'll follow that investigation. From that to Uber. Why do I see the words forget about it?
Yeah, forget about Uber. In Schenectady, the city is considering a moratorium on issuing medallions for new taxis in the city. This all follows the news that a new casino is going to open next year in the city of Schenectady, and there's this dramatic increase in interest by taxi companies to come into town. Council will have a public hearing. They're considering a 30-day moratorium. One of the councilmen, Vince Riggi, said the moratorium would give the council time to possibly tweak the code to help limit what they call single car cab companies from operating in the city. He'd also like the city to do more than inspect the cars for safety, but for damage and cleanliness as well. Medallions cost about $250 each year and are distributed by the Schenectady Police Department's traffic division. The guy who heads that, Tom Harrigan, said his division has been inundated by application for new cabs, mostly from single car companies because of the Rivers Casino and Resort will open next year. He has applications for another 16 to 18 cabs on his desk. There are about 55 medallions in the city now. Gary DeRocher, he operates Electric City Taxi in Scotia. He's one of the bigger operators in Schenectady now, said the moratorium and possible changes to city code would help limit competition for him. Electric City has 16 cabs and employs nearly 40 people. He'd also like to see a rate increase starting June 1st. He said the last time there was a rate increase for taxis in Schenectady was 2001. A lot of people with lower incomes rely on these taxis to get to grocery stores. Taxis are a big issue here in Schenectady. Public hearing will be held May 23rd in Schenectady City Hall.
We've been talking with Judy Patrick. She's the editor of the Daily Gazette. For more on these stories, head to dailygazette.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Thanks, Judy.
Thanks, David.